Wednesday afternoon, a shiur in Shara Bechina, Chavav Shvat. We'll be starting in 1 minute, approximately. And we're towards the end of the fifth parak, and we're up to, he's talking about different enticements of the Yetzer Hara, and in the second section he talks about more of a practical bent than of the more theological, theoretical, philosophical problems that he talked about in the first section. And we're actually number eight. We're up to number 8 out of 10. I don't know if you have it numbered. And we're in the middle of number 8. But we'll start from the beginning again. Bakasha Yisya'i Shayetzer. When the Yetzer Hara gives up. Mi patoscho me haponim ho'ela sher zocharnu. Everything we mentioned till now. That's on, let's see, even in this section. He talked about in order to find favor in the eyes of people. To have kavod. To negate kavana and just go through the motions, to talk yourself into it that you'll only be Obed Hashem Betzina, but you don't want kavod, so in public you'll act inappropriately, to do things shelo lishma v'schar ba'onesh, to imagine that there's no bechira when it comes to spiritual matters. These are all the things he talked about till now. The last thing was to push it off till you're free. Now you're too busy, right? An 85-year-old man will say, oh, I still have, let me enjoy life, and when I'm 90, I'll start preparing for the Yom HaMisa. Anyway, v'chashe yisya'i shayetzer mipatosho mi'aponim o'ela sher zocharnu mishtadol bozeh, and this is extremely common, extremely important, mitzad hageyus v'hago'on. He will try to make you feel proud of what you're doing. You're doing everything right. Mamish, everything's right. It couldn't be better. And that's taka wonderful, and there's so many nisyonos, and you're doing everything right. You've overcome all the nisyonos. So what does the Yetzer Hara do? He tries to make you pat yourself on the back and feel good about yourself, but in a very unhealthy way, as we'll see. There certainly is a healthy way to feel good, meaning, if you don't feel proud, you wouldn't use the word proud. You would just say, I'm taka doing my best, and you want to redouble your efforts, and you try, and you're not depressed, and you're confident, and you're in a good mood. But here we're talking about pride. And the pride leads you, and this is what he says, the Yomar, where he got the Yetzer will fail to you, where he got the Lamailos Hagadolos, you have reached such wonderful levels of Avodas Hashem. And it will be true. That's the, we're talking about someone who taka worked very, very hard for 30 years and is really going on all cylinders. So then the Yetzer Hara tries this angle. He failed in every other way, and now he says, listen, you reached what you reached. Shegiu aleha machasidim v'tzadikim be'amunas levavcha, you truly believe in Hashem. Uvamai secho hashleimim ba'avodas u'elokim v'atoyochid b'dorcha, you are great. And this is what he gets him to do. Now comes the key sentence. You should show your superiority, and by showing the other people who are not acting appropriately, who are not doing the right things, you should show your superiority by degrading them. By telling them that they're doing things wrong, but not in a teaching way. He'll explain all of this as we go through this paragraph. not in a teaching way, but in a degrading way, in a way that's saying you're no good. You're in a mashpil way. You mashpil the person. The tizkor oseim, and you'll talk about what they're doing wrong, but again, in a way of degradation. Utefarsem ro'al levaldom betachlimeim betochichem alzeh. And because there's sometimes there's a thin line, because you're supposed to give mussar to someone that you see is not doing something properly, but what the HR, but this is exactly the what he's doing. You see, because you should give mussar. That's good, but he tries to make, you shouldn't do it out of a feeling of superiority that you're better than the other person. Just, you know, this is right and that's wrong, and you're teaching. You should do it as a teacher, not as a superior being that is deigning to share the gift of you with someone else. Achi komu, but the Torah says you got to embarrass them. Yoshubu elo elokim, which sounds good, you know. Lace into them until they, and parents, this is the same with parents. If you know, lace into them until they understand that they have to ship up. They have to ship up or shape out. Shape up or ship out. V'yizchartu al ma shekodem lohem, and they'll be embarrassed, and they will regret the way they've acted. You're going to be tough and tell them it's wrong and lace into them. And you'll be acting like the Nevi'im, the Yetzirah will say. But the snake was a minig on Nevi'im, k'mo shekosuv ato ben adom, hagedus beis Yisrael, es habayis, talk about the beis hamikdash, and how it got destroyed because of their sins. V'yikomu me'avon oseyem, and they'll be embarrassed. Embarrass them. The Feirish Apostuk, he's supposed to do that. But here's what you should answer him. You know, the Chavodos frames it as a question, and it's a long sentence now, and at the end of the sentence he says, then you'll beat the Yetzirah. V'yemtoshev ala bazeh, but if you answer him with this claim, v'tomar lo, and now the Chavodos launches into a long what v'tomar lo, what you should tell him, and at the end he says, then you'll beat him. You'll be able to overcome this pitui, this enticement. Eich emos, how can I degrade va'achlim and embarrass mi she'eneni yodeya in yone levavo umatzpuno lelokim? And this is Spitzchodes Halvavos, and this is, he's saying Hashem judges a person, two people, one person can have what we would perhaps call a mediocre Shabbos, and another person could be flying with the angels. Shabbos, ooh. I'll be doing everything I talked about 2 weeks ago. Amish. Ah. But Hashem doesn't judge it that way. Hashem has a measuring stick of how much do you know, and how much are you aware, and how much can you do, and how do you measure up to that. So the person with what we would call a mediocre Shabbos might be doing as much as he knows, and he's performing at 100% capacity. And the person who's feeling so proud of himself and he feels he's with the angels is performing at maybe, let's say, 80% capacity. But in the eyes of Hashem, the first person is a better person than the second person. Hashem's measuring stick is in the lave, both mitzad, a lot of things. In the lave, mitzad what you know, he'll say in a few lines, mitzad the chochmah, how much do you know? An ignorant person is ignorant, he doesn't know. So Adarabba, go teach him. How much do you know? How much are you connected to Hashem in your heart? How much are you doing it lishma? That's why he wrote the whole Sefer Chodesh Halvavos, because people were doing actions and their lay was not commensurate with their actions. So you tell the Yetzirah, how can I degrade, how can I be mashpil someone? I can't read his lay. I don't know where he's holding. I don't know what it could be. He's performing at 100%. Then who benira mi menonimas? And if I look at him, maybe I see a guy with a nose ring and a navel ring and spiked hair, and I'm disgusted. I'm repelled by that. And maybe he's even a machal Shabbos. So I look at him. But efshar she'ein matzpuno kinarehu. You don't know what's in his heart. and could be he believes in Hashem more than you believe in Hashem. Maybe no one ever taught him how wrong it is to be Mechal Shabbos. Maybe he doesn't even know what Chil Shabbos is. Maybe, you know, an animal is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. You're not allowed to let your animal be Mechal Shabbos. But the Gemara says, so if your animal wants to eat grass, you have to stop it because it's pulling up the grass. That's a malacha. So the Gemara has a pasuk. It's not so pashut, it's a pasuk. That the animals, that the Shabbos to an animal, where you have a chiyuv not to let the animal do malacha, but it's a, the malacha there is measured by the animal's pleasure. And that if it eats, and that's how it eats, so that's, it's not like us. By us, it doesn't matter. If you enjoy cooking, you can't cook on Shabbos. But an animal has a different, no, so maybe this person, I'm just thinking, maybe this person thinks, like, Shabbos is for pleasure. He never really, he doesn't understand the chomer of what he's doing by being Mechal Shabbos. Maybe. You don't know. That's the Chazal Shalom's point. Efshar she'ein mitzpono kinereihu. And if Shabbos really represents a declaration that Hashem created the world, could be this person is more into that and doesn't realize that it creates various obligations, the Tariq mitzvos and Torah. He doesn't realize it, but he believes in Hashem, like these taxi drivers you get sometimes, and they really believe their parnassos from Hashem, and they wouldn't cut a guy off, and they don't get mad if someone else takes a customer from them. They say, Hashem will give me a different customer, it's okay, relax. And you look at them, and you go, like, I don't wear a yarmulke, and he, yeah, ani maniach tefillin shalosh pamim b'shavua. Yes, lizman maniach tefillin. He might say, "V'manaviim echlimu." This is a big yisod. Adi Yitzhora brought you a raya from the Naviim. The Naviim was spokesman for Hashem, and Hashem can read your mind, and Hashem can look into the heart. So if Hashem said, "Go to Bnei Yisrael and embarrass them and say you ought to be ashamed of yourself and talk to them in a degrading way," yeah, Hashem can do that because Hashem knows what's in the heart. They were sent by Hashem, who can read the mind and the heart. Hashem looks into the heart and saw that they were not, they didn't have good thoughts. He's talking in the first person, you're talking to the Yetzirah, but my chachma, my knowledge, my wisdom, I don't know what's going on in the guy's mind. Maybe the kishkes, the inside, the thoughts, the lave of someone who I am repelled by when I look at him or her, told me giluyav harbe, maybe it's much, much better because he doesn't know. Or he doesn't realize. Or maybe he's just not Omid ben Nisayon, and you don't know what his Nisayonas are. You don't know the opportunities he's had or hasn't had. The Enene Yodeabo, the Ulai Mitzbono told me Shali Eitzalabore, and for all I know, he is more Choshuv in the eyes of Hashem than I am. Vimhuban Areura, and if he looks like, you know, spiked orange hair with the nose ring, Efshesh, and he's eating tray for food. You say maybe he is foolish. He doesn't know. His ignorance has caused this. The Meshu Chai of Laboro. And guess what? And again, he's better off in the eyes of Hashem because I do know a lot, and I don't perform according to what I know. And he's performing according to everything he knows. He's just lacking in knowledge, and that's what Hashem cares about. So he might be performing 100% of his capacity, and you might be you're like way ahead of him. You're wearing a black hat and a black jacket, and your tzitzis are out, and sanua with women, but you're only performing up to 80% of your capacity. So guess what? He's more choshev in the eyes of Hashem than you are, says the Chavis Halvavis. Again, that doesn't mean you should adopt his lifestyle. It means he has to be taught. It means Hashem knows. It could be he has had opportunities, and it could be he has learned, and he does know what's right and what's wrong. But that, the point of Chazal Lovers is, I don't know. I can't be, and this is the famous modern words, but it's not so modern. Chazal Lovers lived over 1,000 years ago. You can't be judgmental. of the person. You could be judgmental of his deeds because you say, hey, that's Chilul Shabbos. Hey, that's matzniastic. Hey, that's, you know, that's improper, inappropriate, wrong. But his deeds. But you can't be judgmental of the person because the person might be more chashim in the eyes of Hashem than you are. And, you know, when you read Baal Shem Tov stories, so these is the typical Baal Shem Tov story, that there's always the wagon driver, Balagolo, guy in the forest who doesn't know anything, and he's like 10 times ahead of the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim, and it's not just Baal Shem Tov, it's a Chavis Halmavus. But Neyisro Chachmasi Al Chachmaso, he's better off than I am because I do know more than him. So I am not performing based on my knowledge, but he is, based on his knowledge. Hashem only demands of a person to do what he's capable of, what he knows, what he's cognizant of. Sometimes you should have learned, right? Sometimes he's not going into that. But only Hashem knows that cheshbon. If the guy had an opportunity and he squandered it and he ran away and really he should have stuck it out, but that's a judgment only Hashem could make. That's what you tell the Yetzer Hara. You can't feel superior to anybody. To anybody, says the Chavis Halavos. Because you don't know what's going on in Shemayim. You don't know Hashem's judgment. You don't know this person's history. You don't know his nisyonos, his ohar. You don't know their nisyonos. You don't know what they've been through. You don't know their background. You don't know what they know, what they don't know. For all you know, they are better than you. You see certain objective things that are wrong. So Adarabba, teach them. Tell them, you know, I'm sure that you believe in Hashem. Are you aware that being Mechal Shabbos is a contradiction to believing in Hashem who created heaven and earth? I go, what? Oh, come on, man. And I go, so teach him. Vani Yoseroy, and then, the Chayyavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav Adarabba, I am the one that's more disgusting than he is. I'm looking at him and I'm feeling a sense of being repelled and disgusted at the way he looks and the way he acts. And Hashem's looking, Hashem's maybe disgusted at me. I'm not doing what I should be doing. Hashem gave me these parents. Hashem put me in this situation. Hashem gave me this kehila. Hashem directed me to come to Chavis Halvavos class. And then I don't do what Rabbi Malinowitz talks about. We won't talk about it if Rabbi Malinowitz knows what he's talking about. That's off topic. That's off. That's not allowed to talk about that. That's off limits. But I don't do it. So maybe you say, oh, that person doesn't come to Chavis Halvavos Shiurim. That's so terrible. But you know, but you do come and you hear things and then you don't do them. So it doesn't mean you should stop coming.
Yeah.
It means you shouldn't be judgmental. And you should say, we learn such wonderful things in class. Maybe you could come. I'm sure you would come if you had time. Maybe you do have time. I don't realize it. But don't. This is what he's saying. Maybe Hashem is repelled by you. Very scary thought. Maybe your reaction to the way that person looks and acts is, maybe that's Hashem's reaction to you. So be careful. Imdaiti also, because I know what I'm mechuyev to do to Hashem. Al kitzuro im sechlusobo, and this person knows nothing. So what do I want from him? For whom amres elokim, so he is rebelling against Hashem. He is violating Hashem's words, besichlus, out of ignorance, ubishgaga. So at the end of the day, he's doing it inadvertently. He doesn't mean to rebel. and I'm really rebelling against Hashem. Right? Two people daven Shemona Esrei. Look at that guy, daven Shemona Esrei in 45 seconds. Oh man, right? And I daven Shemona Esrei, it took me 6 minutes. Yeah, but maybe he had kavana during those 45 seconds. And he doesn't, maybe he really cried and said, Hashem, give me ABC. And your mind wandered 18 times. So his Shemona Esrei was better than yours. Halachically, it was no good. Certainly, and it doesn't, again, don't emulate him, it's wrong, but don't be judgmental on him. Don't feel superior that you daven so great and he davens so terribly. Maybe in the eyes of Hashem he's davening great and you're not. You should try to bring his davening in line with the halacha, which is a red line. Certainly can't cross the halacha, but don't be judgmental of the person. The efshar, and you know something, maybe you're also near a benigla, I'm looking at him, what I see is disgusting, but he's a tzaddik, and what I can't see, the tovoso tzfuno v'nisteres, v'ani behepachze, oh man, I'm the opposite. I'm a tzaddik, everybody looks at me, and I'm davening, and I'm wearing whatever people could see, I'm like the greatest, but people don't know what's going on in my heart, and how I'm a terrible person at heart, but that's hidden, so they don't see that. So maybe I'm the exact opposite of this person, and Hashem looks the other way than a person. We look at what we see, and we ignore what we can't tell, but Hashem looks at the heart, the lev, and hopes that the actions become commensurate with the lev. For who roy l'rachme hakel, he is more worthy of Hashem's rachmonos v'kaparoso yoser mimani. Hashem will be moichel him quicker than he's moichel me, because chus achas mimenu. And Chazal makes another point. He doesn't let up. He says, you know, if he does a mitzvah, it's worth much more than my mitzvah. Because he does a mitzvah, no one knows about it, no one cares about it, and people don't give him any covet for it, and they just look at him like and I do a mitzvah, I get covet for it, and people see, and I make sure people see, and everybody does see. So his mitzvah is much harder for him to do than my mitzvahs, because his mitzvahs are against the grain, and nobody sees it, nobody cares. It's like totally the shema. If he does something properly, he may wake up in the morning and say, thank you Hashem for giving me back my neshama. And I say, Modani Lefanecha, and I'm not thinking about it, and if anybody says to me, did you say Modani? Of course he said Modani, but they don't know about him. They look at him and they repelled by him. So he says, maybe his mitzvah shokeles zchuyos rabos mishali. His mitzvahs are worth much more than mine. Right? Chavis Halavos, classic Chavis Halavos idea. The highest deeds are the deeds that are anonymous, that only Hashem knows about. So he says he's doing a mitzvah and only Hashem knows about it. So he's in the upper one percentile of mitzvah doers, because there's no shalol lishma there. Because people look at him, nobody's praising him for saying Modani. No one's praising him for once in a while he makes a bracha. No one's praising him. Maybe he says Shema Yisrael. Maybe he puts on tefillin once in a while. Nobody's giving him a yashikayach for it. So he does it. He means it. When he says that Shema Yisrael, he means it. Because nobody's looking and nobody knows and no one cares. Because they're looking at him like what we call an oizvarf in Yiddish. Below Yechubat Babur, he's not getting any covet for his mitzvahs. I'm getting plenty covet for my mitzvahs. So his mitzvahs are worth more than mine. But I'm the other way around. I put on a good show. But Meshanira Shali, who told Mehanira Shalo, people look at me, I'm a respectable person, hat, jacket, the whole nine yards. They look at him with the spiked hair. And meanwhile, his mitzvahs are worth mine more than mine, and my averas, unfortunately, are worth, so to speak, more than his, because I do an avera and I had every opportunity not to be chote, and I do it secretly and no one knows, and he's doing everything publicly and he's embarrassed because of it, and people look at him, look down on him, so he's suffering because of his averas. I'm not suffering because of my averas, I do them secretly, quietly. He's suffering because of his averas, because it's public and people are degrading him. So, and that counts as an onesh. So he is right away being punished for his averas because of the way people are looking at him. And so even his averas are ameliorated by that fact. B'chein b'shara ha'averos, in measuring averos, ki ha'avera achas mimeni, one avera of mine, you're telling the Yetzirah, shokelas averos rabos mishalo, is worth as much as many averas on his part. Because my averas are hidden, and I don't suffer from them in Olam Hazeh, because no one sees, no one knows. But he does it publicly, so he suffers for it. People are making fun of him, people are looking down on him, people are showing him as an example of what you should not be. That's already an onesh. He's already suffering for his averus. So menachin lo meoncho. You can be sure, even if he's worthy of an onesh, because he's doing something that even he shouldn't be doing, But it's ameliorated. His punishment is ameliorated because he's getting plenty of punishment already by the way people look at him. And that's already a punishment. V'yechsar schar ma'yisai ba'olam hazem ibnei persumam. And the flip side with mitzvahs. I will not get so much schar from my mitzvahs because I'm getting plenty of schar in olam hazem. People are giving me kavod. People are honoring me. People are using me as an example of a good person, so I'm getting my schar already. So that ameliorates my schar in olam haba. And he, if he does a mitzvah, boy, everything's going to be safe for olam haba. He's getting nothing in olam hazeh from that mitzvah, so he's going to come to olam haba with the full intensity of the schar of that mitzvah because he didn't gain anything out of it in olam hazeh. He didn't gain a good shidduch because of it. He didn't gain kavod because of it. No one used him as an example, and right, he just did it, and he did it l'shma. He did it with Hashem in mind. But it'll be minimized his onesh for his averos and neshe meganimos of bnei adam aleh, because everybody's making fun of him and looking down on him. So boy, what do you have to be? What are you feeling superior to the guy who says the Chavis Al-Babis? First of all, he might be a better person than you. Second of all, if you think about it, he might be in a much better position than you. He's in a much better mode. He's in a mode where Hashem is preciously counting his every mitzvah, and it's worth full schar and olam haba, and you are doing things, and there's maybe shalol lishma involved, and who knows, and you're getting a lot of the schar and olam hazeh because you're getting kavod and people are looking at you. Kitzur, you tell the Yetzer Hara, this is not, how can I feel this way? How can I look down on this person, being judgmental of the person? Our measuring stick is all external. And and the truth is that the real measuring stick is internal. So tell the Yetzer Hara, stop. And this goes on everything. It goes on people. It doesn't have to be on the guy with the spiked hair. It goes on someone who, let's say, walks into shul. I'll talk about men. That's my experience. I walk into shul down without a hat jacket, right? So in certain shuls, they'll look at him like a three-quarters goy, you know. But you can't. That's what the Chazal is saying. That is so wrong. You don't know. Maybe it's good, even good. Maybe it's even good to wear a hat jacket. Let's assume for a moment that's taka, something you should do. But what do you want from this guy? You don't know where he was brought up. You don't know what he knows, what he doesn't know. You know, and he's davening and he's having kavana, and you're busy with your hat and jacket, and you right? And that's what you're focused on. You're focused on that. V'chehena. You can think of plenty of examples. This is a very, very yisodistic chavis alvavis. It sounds very modern, but it's very old, and it's very, very, it's very typical chavis alvavis, and it's very scary. He says, you know, this guy that you're looking at, this gal that you're looking at, might be way better than you in the eyes of Hashem, and it's something to think about and to take into consideration. The bottom line, what he's talking about here is don't fall into this trap. The Yetzer is trying to get to ruin all of your actions. You worked for 20 years to be a better person, the way the Chavis HaLavos wants you to be, and you did it, and it took 20 years of avodah. So this is now okay. Let me try this. Let me try to make the person feel superior to others because of everything he's doing. He's not doing everything. And he jumped over all the obstacles I put in his path up till now. And that's gewaldig. So now he tries this. He tries to make the person feel proud, and that will lead to a feeling of superiority over others, because that's what gaiva means, superiority, a feeling of superiority to others. Doesn't mean satisfaction. I mean, you should never be satisfied because you should always. Chavis HaLavos says at another point in the Sefer, we had it actually in Shara Avodas Elokim. He says, people are funny. He says, people tend to look, it's like sort of the same ideas here. People tend to look at people who are lower than them, who are doing less in Avodas Hashem. So they feel good, you know. I'm going to look at a guy that's learning 4 hours a day. I'm going to say, I'm learning 5 hours a day. I'm going to look at someone that does chesed X amount of time, and I do more. Chazalala says, you're making a big mistake. Don't look at those people, then you won't get anywhere. You're not going to gain anything. You're just going to feel smug and self-satisfied, fall into gaiva, and who knows what. You should look at the people who are doing more than you, and say, wow, let me try to emulate them. Instead of looking at the people doing less, and feeling good about yourself, says the Chavis Halvavos, look at the people doing more, and think, wow, maybe I can do that also. Maybe that's something I should emulate. Maybe that's something I should try to do also. What? Yeah?
No, just like in Dominic, like in Shona Ezer, you're talking about like a lot of Malshinim. Very extreme with like Malshinim.
We're not talking about, the Chavis Halvavos is not talking about Apikursim.
Right.
It's not, okay, I should have spoken that out. He's not talking about an Apikurus. An Apikurus is an Apikurus, someone who has removed himself from the Jewish faith by not believing in Hashem, and not believing in Matan Torah, and not believing in the Ikrei Hadas. That's a whole different story. He still might be what we call a Tinuk Shenishba, but there, it's not going to follow the same thought process. He might be an Onus. It might be a Rachmanus on him, and maybe you shouldn't feel that, oh, let me stone this guy. Well, you know, you shouldn't get out the stones and stone him to death because he's an Apikiris. But not this thought process of maybe he's better in the eyes of Hashem, and Apikiris is someone who has disconnected from Hashem. So he doesn't have Hashem in his thoughts. So even if he's a very fine person and a wonderful person, I know you're not going to like to hear this, but you have to hear it. Even if he's the most wonderful person in the world, and a charitable person, and a nice person, but if he doesn't believe in Hashem, he is not worthy of emulation. You should not look at him with a good eye and say, meaning you shouldn't say, what a wonderful person. He's not a wonderful person. It's not the Jewish Hashkafa. It's hard to hear, but you have to hear it, and you're hearing it from me. The Jewish Hashkafa is that everything has to be channeled through Hashem. Everything is in the context of doing Ratzon Hashem, and it's worthless. Yeah, you can quote me. It's worthless if you're not doing it through the channel of Ratzon Hashem. It's still better to give charity than to go around killing people. It's true, yeah, right? But it's not something like, wow, what a good person, if only he believed in Hashem. No. I mean, you could say that, and there's nothing wrong with saying it, but it's not something, you have to realize that it's really, really worthless and meaningless. And that's Jewish Hashkafa. I'm sorry to say it. It's Jewish Hashkafa has to be Hashem at the top of the pyramid. If there's no Hashem at the top of the pyramid, we really don't care about anything else. It's not, yeah, okay, you know, it's a Yishuv Olam. It's better than killing people, as I say. But, so if someone's an Apikiris, he's not applying this thought process, you can feel superior to him. You should still make a place in your heart, because maybe he's a Tinuk Shenishba, maybe he was never taught, maybe he doesn't know, but you don't have to say maybe he's better in the eyes of Hashem than I am. He is lacking a fundamental ingredient in his makeup, and he has to, you can do him a tremendous toivah and try to teach him. That would be a wonderful thing, but it's a different story.
Don't you have to know and then reject? Like, you can't just be ignorant in one, can you?
You won't. If you're talking about the adjective called apikoros, right? So he is an apikoros. I mean, if you mean it as pejoratively, he's an apikoros, let's kill him. So you're right. I mean, there are plenty of apikorosim out there that don't know. But if the word is meant pejoratively, then you're right. If the word is meant as a description of someone who doesn't believe, then he's an apikoros. There's nothing you can do about it, you know. I mean, he's an apikoros, even if he's, in the famous words of Rav Chaim, he's quoted as saying, you know, so he's nebuch an apikoros, that's all. But he's an apikoros all the same.
But when you see someone with orange hair and a nose, how do you know if they believe in Hashem, they don't believe
you're
in Hashem?
Right. Give him the benefit of the doubt. You give him the benefit of doubt. You don't have to know. I'm talking about Apikursim that you know are Apikursim. The Hebrew University professors generally. And, you know, people that talk Apikursis are usually Apikursim. They may, again, they may be tinuk shenishbaz, and that's already a halachic determination, but it's nothing you should, you don't have, this thought process of number eight is not talking about people who are, who remove themselves from Klal Yisrael by not believing in Hashem, even if it's an ebach that they did, and they don't know any better. So maybe you don't have to feel judgmental that they're terrible people and when can I stone them, but it's, you don't have to say, oh, maybe he's more dear in the eyes of Hashem, he's lacking something most basic, and the best favor you can do for him is not to think kindly of him, but to teach him. Because without Hashem in the picture, others may hold differently than me, by the way, I have to tell you, but they're wrong. If you're not a Jew, is Hashem. There's nothing. It's not being a good person. It's not being a kind person. It's not being a charitable person. Yes, it is. It is being kind and charitable, and Gamlei Chasodim and everything. But it's all through, as I say, it all has to run through the prism of Ratzon Hashem. And if there's no Hashem there, then it's not Judaism. It's nothing. It's. I mean, the Goyim are supposed to believe in Hashem also, remember. We don't give them a free pass. The Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and they have to believe in Hashem, and that's why the Rambam says if they don't do their mitzvahs because they believe in Hashem, and they don't believe that Hashem gave the Jews the Torah at Har Sinai, and then their actions are meaningless, the Rambam says. Their actions don't count, even if they're wonderful people, if they don't believe in Hashem. This is a Goy. A guy has to do the Zion mitzvahs because he believes in Hashem, and he believes Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe at Har Sinai, and he believes that it says in the Torah that he's a guy and he has to do the Zion mitzvahs. That's the context in which he has to do it. Or else it's not, you know, he's a very nice person, wonderful, he could win the Nobel Peace Prize, but he could cheer it with Arafat. But, well, again, he's a nice person, Taka, but Jewish hashkafa is that being a nice person is almost irrelevant. Well, let's say Hashem wants us to wipe out Amalek, and he wants us to wipe out the Shiva Umos, and that's not so nice. So yeah, I know there's hundreds and thousands of articles that are apologetic, and there's nothing to be apologetic about. There's nothing to be apologetic. We follow Hashem's orders. And it's not about being a nice person. Hashem instilled in us our sense of morality to make it easier for us to keep the Torah. Because if you can imagine such a thing, we can't because we're wired differently. But if the Torah would have as a mitzvah to kill and to steal and to be a terrible, what we call a terrible person, and the Averus would be to lend money and to be kind and to do chesed, you know, so we laugh, but only because Hashem did us the tremendous chesed, and that's how we have to think of it. Hashem did us a tremendous favor, and he wired our DNA, he wired our head, he wired our sense of morality, and our sense of rightness, and our sense of appropriateness, and our sense of being a good person, to fit with the Torah's values. 85% of the time. But then you have to kill Amalek, and all of a sudden people are writing articles, and right, the disgusting things going on now in America and really all over the world, and we try not to talk about it, and all of a sudden that becomes correct, and if you don't back it, then you're an evil racist person, and abortion is a mitzvah, and killing a murderer is an avera, and you know that's what can happen when you're disconnected. But it's hard, even from people have trouble with this. It's meaningless. If you don't believe in Hashem, it's meaningless. There was this girl who went to college, and there was an article written. I sent it around to the shul. She, a Reformed Jew, they call themselves, and you know, and she decided to be frum for a month. And she wrote about her experience in being tzanua and in benching and in only keeping kosher. She must have known a lot. She was in college, so she must have had a lot of frum friends or whatever. And she writes about her experience and what being tzanua made her feel like. and she, it gave her more self-worth, because it's not just a question. And she wrote about a bunch of things, and I sent it around, and then I still had charota, because she didn't believe in Hashem, and therefore, so I sent around another email, I think, or else I hopped in time, and I attached it to that. I said, you know, these are good ideas she's expressing, but you have to realize that she herself did meaningless things. Because you can do all these things and be tzonua and make brachas and bench and keep kosher, but if you don't believe in Hashem, if you don't then it's nothing. So it's not something you say, wow, she's not a good person, I said. You know, this is not something this is not someone we should admire. But we could learn from what she's describing, because she's obviously very smart and very aware and very in touch with her feelings, as they say, and she wrote very good things. And we could learn from them, you know, but you shouldn't admire her, I said. And maybe I was wrong to send it around, because it's very clear that she's don't believe in Hashem. We call it Apikurus, don't call it Apikurus.
She didn't stay sticking with it.
Yeah, but that wasn't my point. My point was, she didn't believe in Hashem, so even what she did that month is not really meaningful. Yeah, but we shouldn't admire it. That was my point. Whether she gets credit or not, I'm not Hashem's accountant.
Well,
so
she believed in Hashem, that maybe she would just stick
with it. Yeah, again, I'm making a different point now. I'm answering the question that the Chavis Halodis' whole drosha here is not addressing people who don't believe in Hashem. That's a whole different ball game. Let's finish the last few lines of this. Now he says such a fantastic insight. Just a wonderful, wonderful insight, the Chayit HaLava says. And again, like, you wonder, where is he when we need him? Like, why did he live 1,000 years ago? We need him today. He says, another thing you should tell the Yetzirah, listen to this. Rebbetzins, listen to this. He says, you know what else you should tell the Yetzirah when he wants to make you to feel superior? He says, you know something? The more I think about someone else, the less I think about myself. He says, I have to worry about myself. And you're trying to trick me into looking at that person and judging him or her and deciding how good they are, how not good they are. So besides everything else he said, till now, he says, tell the Yetzirah ba'od, kisha'atrid libri lifkod mumei b'nei yodam, if I set myself up that I'm looking at other people, what they're doing wrong, ula ayin b'midos ha'maros, I'm not looking at myself, right? If I'm looking that way, I'm not looking at my actions. I'm not making a cheshbon ha'nefesh about how I'm acting. I'm busy with other people. Yimna'eni zeh me'ayein b'chesronai. I'm not going to look at my faults. U'me'amod al mumei atzmi. So it's another reason. Don't look at someone else, because to the degree that you're looking at someone else, you're not looking at yourself. Shehu yoser tzorech li. Even if everything would be wonderful, but you know, it's more important that I should look at my own deeds than at someone else's deeds. You leave someone else alone, and you examine yourself. Shehu yoser tzorech li, it's more necessary for me to look at my own actions and deeds and thoughts and how I'm living than to look at someone else. Vani chaya bo yoser. Hashem obligates me much more to look at me than to look at someone else. Kamo hachole, you know, if you have a sick person, and Asher Yatrideu Maveu, if he's sick, let's say a doctor's sick, so he can't examine other people because he's worried about his own sickness. He has to take care of himself. Asher Yatrideu Maveu, his sickness will stop him mipakod madvei b'nei odom, from looking at other people's illnesses. Urufuas atzmo, figuring out what's wrong with himself, a sick doctor, figuring out what's wrong with him and what refuah he needs will stop him rightfully from healing others, because you have to first take care of yourself. You're not going to be much good to anybody if you're not good. If you tell all, so that's a wonderful point, this last point. The more you look at other people, the less you're looking at yourself. And that's not a good thing. So when he insidiously tries to make you pat yourself on the back and feel good and proud of the Avodas Hashem Madregus that you reached, and that will slowly translate into looking down on other people, because that's what the word proud means. So you tell them all these things that we learned today, and